Thank you, Francis. And continuing with the news, four Norwich men start the year considerably slimmer, and the Louis Marchese pub in Tombland launches a club to tackle an ever-increasing problem.
A happier and healthier 2018 is in store for four men who have lost a combined 16 stones in weight between them. They all attended Slimming World groups in and around Norwich. Mike Gibbs, 80, joined his local group in Beauthorpe, originally to support his wife. He has lost 4 stone 9 pounds and is now a healthy weight. Siri Theobald, 43, attended the Cossey group. He was a long-term diabetic and joined Slimming World to see if he could shed a few pounds. Since joining, he is completely off his diabetic medication and has lost 3 stone 7 pounds. Jim Emerson, 63, joined the Beauthorpe group. He has type 2 diabetes and was recommended by his GP to join Slimming World. With the help of his team, Mr. Emerson has lost 4 stone 7 pounds and now takes no diabetic medication. He is now living his life to the full, enjoying being much happier, healthier, and medication-free. Mark Cordy, 52, attended the Eastern group. When he joined, he knew his weight was affecting him and wanted to enjoy his 50s as well as supporting his wife in her journey to a happier, healthier life. After shedding a few pounds, he treated himself to a new bike and has now participated in 2 charity cycle rides of over 100 miles each. He has lost 3 stone 5 pounds. Lorraine Lewis, Slimming World consultant, said, "My colleague Paula and I, what we do is more than a job. It's an opportunity to help change people's lives and to give the support they need as they pursue a dream to lose weight and be healthier."
A pub in Norwich is launching a companion club to help tackle the growing issue of loneliness. The city was recently named one of the worst in the country for loneliness in research by the Campaign to End Loneliness and the London School of Economics. And the Louis Marchese pub in Tombland is hoping to combat that problem. The Lunchtime Companion Club will provide a space where anybody over 50 can socialise and enjoy the company of others in a warm and friendly atmosphere. Guests will be invited to congregate around one large shared table to encourage interaction and will be offered 10% off the lunch menu, with teas and coffees also included. The first companion club will be held from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February the 27th, and everybody over 50 is welcome to drop in. The club will run at the same time from Tuesday through till Saturday from then on.
A Norwich Opticians is holding a charity book sale in aid of the Alzheimer's Society. Staff at Scriven's Opticians and Hearing Care on Upper St Giles Street will be holding the sale all day on Wednesday, February 28th. They have donated books from home and collected from family and friends to sell in aid of the charity and to mark World Book Day. To add to the fun, the team will also be dressing up as characters from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and have a golden ticket lucky draw. There's also a competition for children to design a book cover, which will run until March the 24th, with the entry fee going to the Alzheimer's Society. Branch manager Kelly Holmes said, "Alzheimer's affects a growing number of people in our community, and there's a real need for continued research and support. Our book sale is a chance for us to raise funds and awareness for a cause we care about."
Norwich will be the first host of a nationwide touring exhibition celebrating British Paralympic history. For the first time, the stories and heritage of the nation's Paralympic movement will be brought together. The Paralympic and Disability Sports Heritage Exhibition, organised by the National Paralympic Heritage Trust, launches at Norwich Cathedral on March the 3rd, and it runs until May the 22nd, when it moves on to another part of the country as part of the Trust's 5-year project. Ellen Van Lint, Active Norfolk's Inclusion Officer, said, "It's fantastic to be able to showcase some of the fascinating Paralympic heritage Norfolk has to offer. The history and the amazing stories are really inspiring, and we're keen to use these to raise awareness and interest in all the inclusive sporting opportunities that are currently available here in the county. Organisations including Active Norfolk, Norfolk Tennis and Norfolk Boccia will join forces with local Paralympians and filmmaker Ella Glendinning to tell their own stories about their journey in disability sport. One of the highlights of the exhibition will be a Celebrating Diversity event on April the 21st, including a service and the opportunity to try the Paralympic sport Boccia, a game similar to bowls but played by wheelchair users, in the cathedral nave. And school children will also be able to get involved.
A campaign has been launched to raise £2.5 million towards a new multi-million pound sports hub named after Norwich City Football Club's former home ground. The Nest, which will be located in Horsford, will include a floodlit 3G football pitch, sports hall, gym and seven grass football pitches, once complete. But in order for the second phase of its construction to go ahead, more funding is needed. Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, which is behind the scheme, has launched its Build the Nest campaign to raise the money. Initial work on the facility, which will be built on the former Anglian Windows Sports and Social Club site on Holt Road, has already got underway. Seven grass football pitches have been relaid as part of the £1.5 million first phase, which is due to be complete this summer. It will also see the clubhouse renovated and bunk boxes installed. The second phase, which is estimated to cost £9.4 million, will see the remaining facilities built. The foundation said it hoped to raise £2.5 million of that figure through public donations, community events, and by working with local businesses.